is at 29.98 on the decline, and with cloudy skies, we're at our overnight low. It is 50.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock, WRCO FM Richland Center, and the news from ABC is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. Also sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel saying it will respond to Iran's aerial attack, but it's still unclear what the retaliation strikes will look like.
Israel's military chief says they will respond to Iran's historic attack over the weekend, but he did not say when or how.
Iran will face the consequences for its actions. We will choose our response accordingly.
Israel is under international pressure to de-escalate this conflict, considering the Iranian attack caused little damage.
ABC's Perry Russom in Washington. Donald Trump beginning his second day as a defendant in a criminal trial. There were no jurors selected on Monday in the case involving hush money sent to adult film star Stormy Daniels. The U.S. Supreme Court will today weigh the legality of charges brought against hundreds of people in connection with the January 6th attack. Defense attorneys for some jailed under the charge of obstructing an official proceeding argue the statute is too narrow to be applied. This is ABC News. We are now hearing some of the 911 calls made in the middle of an office shooting last week in Las Vegas that left three people dead.
911 emergency.
When the calls started coming in to Las Vegas 911, some of the people on the other end could only whisper.
Oh, in the conference room?
Hiding in offices around the conference room where the shooting had just unfolded, they feared there was an active shooter coming for them.
Are you in a safe spot where the door is locked?
No.
911 call takers tried to calm them, saying help was on the way.
Ma'am, you don't have to say anything, but we have officers making their way up to the fifth floor.
And eventually it did arrive. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Greece this morning at ancient Olympia, the Olympic flame has now been lit at a ceremony on the site of the ancient games. Usually a parabolic dish is used to focus the sun and light the flame, but cloudy weather meant to back up flame lit during a rehearsal yesterday was what was used. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488. An update on sports is sponsored by Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Richland Center picked up a baseball win over River Valley, 14-4 last night in area baseball. Ithaca scored a win against Weston, 3-1. It was Seneca, 7-3 over North Crawford, and a victory for Wazika Steuben and against Kickapoo. That was 12-6. Mineral Point, 6, and Riverdale, nothing. It was a win for Iowa Grant over Boscobel, 8-4 in baseball, and Royal, 6-4 over Brookwood. DeSoto with a win in softball over Lafarge, 8-3. Galena was a winner against Richland Center in area girls soccer. Also in softball, Wisconsin Heights 8-6 over Richland Center. It was Stoughton 12, River Valley 2, and Darlington bested Riverdale 7-3, the final. Potosi, Cassville, and Highland in softball last night with the Cardinals coming out on top 9-2. And Wazika Steuben over Kickapoo 8-1, also in softball. Jackson Merrill went 3-for-5 and singled home two runs during a six-run rally in the fifth inning as the Padres defeated the Brewers by a score of 7-3 in the the opener of the series. Elsewhere in the National League, San Francisco 4-3 over Miami. Philadelphia beat Colorado 2-1. The Mets 6, Pittsburgh 3. Washington 6, the Dodgers 4. Cubs 3-2 over Arizona. In the American League, Cleveland 6, Boston 0. Texas 1-0 over Detroit. Baltimore 7, Minnesota 4. The Angels 7-3 over Tampa Bay. Toronto 3, the Yankees 1. Kansas City 2-0 over the White Sox. Interleague play, Atlanta 6, Houston 1. St. Louis 3-1 over Oakland. Seattle 9-3 over Cincinnati. From the NHL, the Islanders 4-1 over New Jersey, Buffalo 4, Tampa Bay 2, Washington 2-0 over Boston, Pittsburgh 4, Nashville 2, Detroit 5-4 over Montreal in overtime, the Rangers 4, Ottawa 0, Edmonton 9, San Jose 2, Minnesota 3-1 over Los Angeles. Caitlin Clark was selected number 1 in the WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever. And that's an update on sports.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Today, windy with scattered showers by late morning, widespread thunderstorms by later afternoon, some of which could be strong. A high of 64, east to southeast winds at 15 to 25, and gusts 35 to 40. Heavy rain and storms early tonight, then spotty showers, breezy and mild, a low of 54. Wednesday, 62, with occasional showers, maybe some thunder. Wednesday night, cloudy and a low of 42. Thursday, cloudy and a 50% chance of light showers, a high of 56. Friday, mixed skies and cooler with a high of 52. In Richland Center, the forecasted high yesterday was right about where it was, 75. We were at 62 at midnight, and right now it is 50 degrees.
Just like a dream, when I whisper that I love you, and you say it back to me. I got you for the rest of my days, in the sun on Sunday morning, or the pouring rain. I got you for the rest of my life, and if all else goes wrong, baby, I'll be alright. Looking in your eyes, it's like we're in slow motion, just you and me tonight. And baby, you're leaning for a kiss, and I know, and I know, and I know that it don't get better than this. 'Cause I got you for the rest of my days, in the sun on Sunday morning, or the pouring rain. I got you
Dan and Shay on the radio, and you and only you. Thank you for listening today. Some great tunes coming your way. Info to get you in the know along the way, and we're just kind of going to batten down the hatches. It sounds like some nasty weather coming in, so I better not hang out my Homer Simpson socks and all of my my clothes. It'll wind up over in Sauk County, probably, and they'd have to burn them. So what do you do? Anyway, some great stuff coming your way today here. This is Shane Miner.
Treasures in your soul. all I ever need is you. Without love, I'd never find a way through ups and downs of every single day. And I won't sleep at night until you say, honey, all I ever need is you.
And Dottie, All I Ever Need Is You on WRCO. CBS has apologized for cutting off Billy Joel's concert special Sunday night. Joel's concert was filmed to mark his 100th performance at Madison Square Garden. CBS started the concert late because the Masters golf tournament ran long, then cut off Joel in the middle of Piano Man in the Eastern and Central time zones so local affiliates could do their newscasts on time. Joel fans made their anger known online. CBS says it will show the concert in its entirety coming up on Friday.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30 and will include their usual run of recently fresh cows, two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Whether you're chasing walleye or cruising and tubing with the family, Vitesnik Power Sports has the boat for you to experience life on the water. You'll find a great selection of boats from Tracker, Nitro, Ranger, Triton, Tahoe, Sun Tracker, and Regency, along with Sea-Doo Watercraft and Ascend Kayaks. Create memories for years to come. Visit Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or Vitesnik.com.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Safe place for kids to play. Teachers ought to get doctors and lawyers pay. I don't know about you, but if you ask me, that's how it ought to be. Cold beer ought to be too cold to hold. Something good about somebody's all it ought to be told. The world ought to try a piece of mama's chicken. Feel the love around her tabletop in the kitchen. A buggy full of groceries ought to be cheaper than rent. Don't know why it ain't, but if you ask me, that's how it ought to be. Cold beer ought to be too cold to hold. Something good about somebody's all it ought to be told. The world ought to try a piece of mama's chicken. Feel the love around her tabletop in the kitchen and
That's Shane Proffitt on WRCO Radio. News, weather, and sports coming up here. It could be a wet and wild one a little bit later on today. I think my croquet game in Sextonville might be rained out today. That'll kind of soften up the molehills, though, if it does rain.
Taking your time and falling apart.
Earl Thomas Conley on WRCO Radio this morning. Today, Tuesday, April 16th. We remind you the union will hold an inaugural open house on Wednesday night from 6 until 8. The union, located in the basement of the Richland Center City Auditorium, is a nonprofit organization that connects motivated teachers and industry experts with area youth. Riverdale High School hosting a job fair on Thursday in the multi-purpose room. The job fair will be open to the general public from 3:45 until 6 o'clock. Coming up this weekend, the Eagle Badgers 4-H will host a brat stand Saturday from 11 until 2. They'll be at Bender Foods in Muscadet. There's a look at a few things going on in our great community in the coming days.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast is kind of a nasty one today. Windy with scattered showers by late morning, but widespread thunderstorms later today, some of which could be strong. A high of 64, east to southeast winds at 15 to 25, and gusts 35 to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, heavy rain and thunderstorms early, then spotty showers, breezy and mild, a low of 54. Tomorrow, occasional showers and 62. In Richland Center, it is 50 degrees, which is our overnight low.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. The State Revenue Department has its new secretary. Governor Tony Evers announced Monday his appointment of David Casey to serve as secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Casey fills the vacancy recently left by Peter Barca, whose retirement took effect last week. Barca has announced he's considering running for Congress. Casey previously served as deputy secretary of the department from 2019 through 2020. He currently serves as a principal industry expert in tax compliance and fraud for the SAS Institute in Cary, North Carolina. Wisconsin's workforce is expected to continue significant growth. Recently published, a short-term employment projection showing the state's making a remarkable post-pandemic recovery, with employment fully restored as of the second quarter of 2023. Projections by Department of Workforce Development labor economists point to Wisconsin adding nearly 82,000 new jobs, an increase of nearly 2.5% across all industries between 2023 2023 and 2024. Computer and math-related occupations are growing fastest. Leisure and hospitality lead employment growth projections, adding more than 15,000 jobs. If you're planning to dig this spring, here are some tips.
Alliant Energy spokesperson Chris Caporal says the call is free.
The most important thing is to remind customers to call 811 before they start digging.
Crews will respond within a couple of days to ensure your work can proceed safely.
They'll come out, mark all your underground lines, and that could be either gas lines, electric lines, to just make sure everyone's safe. You don't want to hit any of those and not be aware of where they are in your yard.
Use hand tools if you must dig within 18 inches of marked lines. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It was reported at last night's Richland School Board meeting that the Richland School District has general obligation promissory notes outstanding from October of 2014. The school board has determined it is best to call the 2014 notes maturing this year for redemption on May 17th with funds the district has had. The board approved to have the district clerk give a timely notice of redemption, funds to be redeemed to the depository trust company. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board shared the administrative team continually evaluates staffing needs throughout the district, including art position at the high school with a chance to fill that. The need for a second FTE world language is not justified, but it cannot be eliminated entirely since world language must be offered to 7th and 8th grade students. In talking with community leaders, Board reported that there is a high probability the district's student population of English as a second language will grow this next fall as local factories look to hire. For the partner school to expand, an additional adult aide will be needed for supervisory and transportation roles. The need for a translator in the district continues to grow, and at the point where this position is needed in some capacity. The need for 1.2 FTE speech and language pathologists can be reduced to approximately 0.4 FTE. The district also needs a better option to educate students in an off-campus setting, and core teachers from the high school who teach in the GED program reduce the number of course offerings that they can teach. In other action, the sale of Chromebooks with the proceeds used to purchase future technology supplies. The Chromebook lease will expire at the end of the current school year. The school district is recommending that students be given the option to purchase their existing device for $10. The IT department is asking the board to allow all proceeds from the sale of Chromebooks to be segregated from general funds to be used for future technology supplies and the bid for a Sting vehicle. Outdoor activities not only boost your mood, but also claim the stress levels will calm down. Experts suggest a family picnic, bike ride, or a walk in nature. They say by being present in the moment, you are practicing what's called mindfulness. Studies have shown that spending just 15 minutes outside can reduce your level, the stress hormone in the body, and boost the serotonin and also dopamine level, which are the feel-good chemicals in the brain. In essence, nature is a natural stress buster. Going for a walk is also exercise, improving your blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Plus, exposure to the sun gives you vitamin D. They're suggesting that as the spring grows a little bit deeper here in Wisconsin. A new study that shows climate change can be linked to more than 500,000 stroke deaths worldwide. Researchers from China looked at 3 decades of data on temperatures and strokes from more than 200 countries and territories. They found that the number of stroke-related deaths and disabilities were caused by extreme temperatures, and the number of those deaths have been increasing since 1990. The researchers even found that more than 500,000 deaths in 2019 may have been linked to temperature changes, which is blamed on climate change as well. A traffic stop led to an arrest. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter reports that a deputy conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle Friday night around 7:30 in Eagle Township for an illegible license plate. During the stop, K-9 Aaron was deployed for an exterior vehicle sniff and alerted to the presence of a narcotic odor. A search was conducted of the vehicle and 6.2 grams of methamphetamine, THC dab, and several items of drug paraphernalia were found. The driver of the vehicle, Nicole Sandmeyer, 33 of Muscadet, was taken into custody on charges of possession of methamphetamine, possession of THC, and possession of drug paraphernalia. A woman was arrested on OWI charges after crashing her car into her house early Sunday morning at approximately 2:25. The Grant County Sheriff's Office took a report of a two-vehicle crash on Broadway Street in the city of Boscobel. It was reported a vehicle crashed into the caller's car that was parked in the driveway of the duplex by her neighbor. The driver of the vehicle, Patricia Smith, 59, of Boscobel, crashed into the caller's vehicle, drove through her own closed garage door, and into her living room of the duplex. Smith was transported to Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital for a legal blood draw and then to the Grant County Jail, where she was turned over to jail staff. Patricia Smith was arrested for OWI first offense. And the average gas prices fell 1.9 cents during the week last week. The average across the state is $3.36 per gallon this week.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Weather could get a little nasty today. Windy with scattered showers by late morning. Widespread thunderstorms by later this afternoon, some of which could be strong. There are reports of some possible tornadoes in Iowa today. Not necessarily for Wisconsin, but we could be on the upper fringe or the outskirts of that. A high of 64 today. East to southeast winds, 15 to 25 and gusts 35 to 40. Heavy rain and storms early tonight, then spotty showers, breezy and mild, and a low of 54. Currently in Richland Center, we're at our overnight low after a midnight reading of 62. It is 50 degrees.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
Sports Time, sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader's Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. It was a busy high school sports day yesterday. We'll take a look at some of the highlights coming up here. And the Brewers suffered a loss against the Padres.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Richland Center picked up a baseball win over River Valley in a game that was originally scheduled for today. The contest was moved to Monday because of the rainy forecast. The game was scoreless for the first three innings. Richland Center eventually rallied from a 4-3 deficit onto a 14-4 win over the River Valley Blackhawks. Ithaca scored a win against Weston 3-1 in a baseball matchup between two contenders of the Ridge and Valley, who last met in the sectional semifinal last season. The Bulldogs jumped to a 3-0 lead on two hits in the first inning. Micah Salisbury singled and scored, and Wes Nelson drove the ball over the left field fence for a two-run home run. That would be the extent of the scoring for Ithaca. Weston got on the board in the fifth on a solo home run by Garrett Jennings. The Silver Eagles stranded tying runs in both the fifth and sixth innings. Sammy Clary worked all seven innings, striking out 10 and walking one. He gave up six Weston hits. Wes Nelson 2-for-2 for Ithaca as the team improved to 4-0 overall, 3-0 in the Ridge and Valley. Isaac Jennings suffered the tough luck pitching loss as he gave up four hits, struck out nine, and did not walk a batter. Corbin Gross was 2-for-3 at the plate for the Eagles. The game lasted 1 hour and 15 minutes yesterday. That's unreal for a baseball game in high school. Following the 3-1 win, Ithaca scheduled to play at Seneca today. Weston will play at Lafarge on Thursday. Seneca was a winner over North Crawford, 7-3 in the Ridge and Valley yesterday. Also, it was Wasika Steuben over Kickapoo, 12-6. The Riverdale Chieftains lost in a conference game to Mineral Point, 6-0. Chieftains are scheduled to play Kickapoo at home tonight, weather permitting, before traveling to Darlington on Thursday night, and Ithaca with a makeup game on Friday night. Viroqua winner against West Salem, 8-3 in baseball. Iowa Grant, 8-4 over Boscobel, and Royal, 6-4 over Brookwood. Softball action, Mineral Point, 9-3 over Fenimore. It was Wisconsin Heights, 8, Richland Center, 6. It was Stoughton, 12-2 over River Valley, Darlington, 7, Riverdale, 3, Dodgeville, 11-1 over Westby, Prairie du Chien, 4, Belmont, 1, Highland, 9-2 over Potosi-Cassville, Wasika Steuben, 8-1 over Kickapoo, Cuba City, 10, Southwestern, nothing, Winnewick Center beat Bangor, 3-1. DeSoto, 8-3 over Lafarge. In soccer action, Galena, 7-0 over Richland Center. The Prairie du Chien track regionals yesterday, the relays were held. It was Fenimore getting the first place win in the women's division. Richland Center was 8th, River Valley was 11th as a team. And the boys, it was La Crosse Central taking first, Richland Center 8th, and River Valley 13th. Among the highlights for River Valley, Wesley Hatfield, their top finisher, 3rd in the 400. For Richland Center yesterday, Malachi Fretz took first in the 800 and first in the 1600. Some good times and distances for the Richland Center boys. Also, their 4x4 relay team finished 5th. For the girls yesterday, it was Richland Center's Danica Pauls taking 2nd in the pole vault, and Soleil Ewing was 2nd with a triple jump. Madeline Huber, 2nd in shot and 2nd in discus. Caitlin Clark has been selected with the number 1 pick in the WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever. The former Iowa star became a household name, and now officials are hoping that she will revive the WNBA. The Brewers were not able to hold an early 3-run lead against the Padres last night. A 6-run explosion in the 5th inning gave the visitors to American Family Field a 7-3 victory. Rookie Jackson Chariot went 2-for-4 and hit his 3rd home run to give Milwaukee the lead, but it didn't hold. Christian Yelich is looking like to be on the injury list. That will be made official today. Lefty Wade Miley will start the 2nd game of the 3-game series. And his calf injury is likely to keep Giannis Antetokounmpo out of the lineup for the Bucks' first playoff game. They are scheduled to host the Indiana Pacers as the postseason gets underway this weekend. The Pacers handle the Bucks easily during the regular season, so if Giannis can't participate, the Bucks' chances may not be all that good coming up as the playoffs get underway. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know, whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no-obligation, free 1-week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
Got it. looking like that in your high heel boots and your painted old jeans, all decked out like a cowgirl's dream. Waltzing right in, you're looking like that. Why'd you come in? You're looking like that when you could stop traffic in a gun sack. Why, you're almost giving me a heart attack when you waltz right in. You're looking like that. I just can't stand it. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that when you could stop traffic in a gunny sack? Why, you're almost giving me a heart attack when you walk right in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that?
Little life, a little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view, free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew. Caught a breeze and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. There's a difference in living.
George Strait, Living and Living Well, here on Country and Community, WRCO. It's 7 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Just a beautiful day yesterday. Great day to be out at the baseball game, and everybody celebrating with short sleeves on. And but don't get too used to it. Nope, gonna, well, not as cold today, just wet. But then toward the end of the week, it'll be a little bit of a shock to the system there with temperatures in the low 50s. Saturday, maybe not even to the 50s. And Sunday to around 58 with some frost possibilities coming up for this weekend. So some of the little flowers, some of the little buds that are popping out of the ground there might get a little bit nipped this weekend before it gets back to maybe a little bit more normal by Monday with temperatures in the low 60s and lows in the upper 30s at night.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from April the 15th. We had 436 head a day, 41 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 153 to 163. Choice Holstein steers, 142 to 152. Select unfinished steers and heifers, 141 and down. 110 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring 129 to 143. The middle 60, 107 to 128. And the bottom 20%, 106 and down. Four bulls day, most bulls, 121 to 142. 270 head of calves day. The top 80% of Holstein bull calves bring 180 to 600. The light four quality calves, $100 a pound. Quality beef calves, 300 to 910. And the quality Holstein heifer calves, $200 a pound. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale next week, going to grass special. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
It's never too early to start planning your visit to the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Fest weekend. Join us on Saturday, May 18th, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. at Mushroom Headquarters. If available, fried mushrooms will be starting at 9:30 a.m. at the American Legion Food and Beverage Stand. While you're waiting, be sure to visit Three Roasters Coffee for either hot or cold brew coffee. Flavoring is available. Great Java, so don't miss it. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details. Thank you, Muscadet Chamber of Commerce, Delta 3 Engineering, and Myers Construction for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning. Our update on the news is coming up in just a bit from WRCO FM 100.9. It's getting to be about that time of year. The weather's getting better.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over there by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel." And it's too late. She'd already been incensed.
He comes.
Boogity, boogity.
They go.
Boogity, boogity.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
Fastest thing on 2 feet.
Boogie-dad.
He's just as proud as he can be of his anatomy. He gonna give us a peek. Oh yes, they call him the street.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
He likes to show off his physique.
Boogie-dad.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
This is your action news reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, Dave. I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he just appeared out of the traffic. Just come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop, so... Boogity, boogity.
He ain't
booed. Boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to ride in the new.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
He likes to turn the other cheek.
Boogity, boogity.
He's always making the news. Wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Once again, your action news reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, deep. Hey, Tom, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats. Dribbling. Right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his heels. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" It was too late. She'd already got a free shot. Grandstand. Right there in front of the home page.
What is it calling the street?
Here comes again.